Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. Yes.
Technical difficulties on this call, so I am going to start the call. I'm sorry for the delay, everyone, and I'm hoping that everybody can hear me and that the call is starting. Okay, right now we have about 15 minutes, a little over 15 minutes, and I'm hoping that I can help representatives that are out there with the talk that I'm going to call we're going to discuss today. So let's get right into it, because I thank everybody who's just been patient and staying on the line and who's listening to the replay of this. So the topic of discussion for today, and the first thing I'd like to discuss about skincare is, and this is, was my my topic for today, this evening, Avon skincare is not expensive, but it's not cheap. So what I'm saying by that is some people, and I've heard this before, oh, I don't want to use that skincare because it's cheap. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's not expensive does not mean it's cheap. So what do I mean by that? I know just recently I saw this Michael Kors bag that I wanted, and it was $350. And that bag, I went on sale at 50% off. It was a discontinued model, and I had a sale price. That bag was not cheap. So I'm using that same example, and I'm hoping that everyone does that when they think about the product that I'm talking about today, tonight. So, number one, if you're willing to think of and buying something that's going to make you feel good, whether it's bags or shoes, why not do the same thing when it comes to your skin and taking care of your skin and getting a skincare regimen that works for you? I will be the first person to profess and tell you I am not an expert. I am telling you what I know from my being a top seller with Avon Skincare, being skincare regimen. So I began with my skincare regimen, which I think helps us too and will help other people out there. I was using something else, another product. I won't say the name of the product. And my sister was a representative. I was not. And she knew what I was using. And I was happy with what I was using. I was paying average about maybe $450 every 3 months on my skincare regimen. And maybe every 2 months. And I was happy with it. It was working. My skin was looking great. I had no issues with it. Sorry there. So I was using a skincare product that was costing a lot. And my sister said, "Can you do me a favor?" How many times do you have a sister, a cousin, an aunt, or a family member, and you ask for a favor? So I said, "Well, what's the favor?" She said, "Well, I knew she was selling Avon. She said, "I have some Avon skincare. Would you mind trying it for 2 weeks and tell me if I send it to you if you like it? I'm just trying to find out whether my customers will like it." And the first thing I said to her was, "No way am I changing from what I'm using. I love it and it works. I'm not going to fix what's not broken. I'm not changing it. I don't care how much cheaper it is," because at that time in my head it was cheap. "I'm not changing. I'm not asking you to. I just need a favor. Can you try for 2 weeks?" And I said, "Well, I'm in between my orders of my reorder that I was ordering consistently. I'll try it." She sent me some anew, and I tried it for 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, my skin felt just as good, if not better, than it did with the product that I was using, and I was spending $450. And then she told me the price of it, because I said to her, "This is really good. How much is this?" She told me the price, and it was half the price, more than half the price of what I was paying. Right away, I told her, "I want that same product, and I'm going to take," she had a regular skincare customer. And it was easy, it was simple. I ordered the whole line. It worked. It continued to work. And not only that, I felt like telling everybody how much less I was spending, because everybody, this was at my job, was using the same expensive skincare. But I didn't do that. I just was very happy with what I had. And a couple people came up to me and asked me, "Well, your skin looks so good. What are you using? Are you still using that product?" And I said, "No, I'm using," and I said, "I'm using this product," and I did not want to say the name. "I'm using this product my sister told me about. I can get you a 2-week sample if you want to try it." They filled out information of what type of skincare they had. My sister sent me a survey. She sent the product a 2-week kit, which they paid for. They tried it for 2 weeks, and that's how she got 15 people in my office hooked on the Avon Anew. And I'm just saying, though, if you're not using the product, then you're not showing the product. And if you're not showing the product, you're not going to be able to sell it. Now, my sister was not trying to force me to change what I was using, because she wasn't going to do that, because I was set on what I was using. But I just wanted you to understand, I found another product that was making my face look good, if not better, and I was paying less. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not whether it's expensive, and expensive does not mean cheap. And that was the lesson that I learned, that it was not cheap. It was less money to take care of my face with the Avon product than it was with any other product that I was trying. So I'm not out there to convince. I was not out there. She was not out there, and eventually, of course, I became an Avon representative, too. it was not, I was not out there trying to convince anybody to change what they were using. I was out there to show to if anybody was interested on how to get a product that was less expensive, not cheap, that worked. And that's what I did, and that's what I continue to do. And that's how I find other people that like the Avon product. Another story I just want to tell real quickly, who I gave some samples to. She had no idea what the cost was. She tried it. She really liked it. She tried samples, which was like a week. And I bought her a regimen. She tried the regimen. I told her the price of it. She was shocked at the price. She thought she was willing to pay $200-$300 for it. And this woman was, I have to say, you know, she's pretty wealthy. She started using the Avon skincare regimen regularly. And now she at this point, she's been using it over 2 years. Anything new that comes out, she's a regular customer of mine. And I just want to explain to you that the same thing where she thought it was cheap, products that she was trying. So that's just one thing I want to say out there to everybody. That has to be so clear that it is not cheap. But so many people think that it is cheap. Why is it less expensive? And I've been asked that question too. Because we don't spend as much money in advertising as the other companies might. And I tell everybody, why is it less expensive? Because we are, the way that it's sold, it's less expensive marketing for them. This is a company. I know there's some people in this line that are Avon representatives and some that are not. And the same philosophy can be used with any company. Because if you believe in the product and you're trying it, then you should be able to talk to your friends and family and convince them, or let them see it, at least let them see it and try the product. If you don't let them try it and see the product, then you're not giving them everything that you know of what works for you and letting them see if it can work for them. As especially for those that are in the, that are Avon representatives, I always tell them why is it less expensive, and I always let my customers know that Avon's been around over 127 years. And is this a company that could teach you something about how skin can look younger? And I just can't imagine any other company that can. There are other companies out there, but this is the company I've decided to use for my skincare. So not expensive is good. We're sitting our head that expensive is good. That is not the case. That is truly not the case. And I think most women know that. So let's talk about skincare real quickly here. As I said, I'm not a skincare expert. I can tell you what I use and what my customers use and what works to them. But I do know something about the skin. I do give a survey out to my customers to find out what type of skincare works for them. Because if we're talking about the new products, they're high technology, and the ingredients in them are not for sensitive skin. But we do have some things and some products that are for sensitive skin that I would highly recommend. The other thing, too, will it make your skin look like you're 20 years old? I'm telling you right now that the only thing that's going to make your skin, if you're over 30, over 50, look 20 years old is if you have if you go to a doctor and you have work on your skin or your face. I am telling you that it's going to make your skin look and feel better than what it does if you're not using a skincare regimen. So, you know, unless you're getting plastic surgery done, which is thousands of dollars, I would highly recommend a skincare regimen. So the first thing I would say and do is to use the product yourself. That's number one. After you're using the product yourself, then you can recommend it to other people. But if you're not using the product, how can you recommend it? So, needless after all that is said, the skincare regimen that I use is a new. And the four steps that I always tell every my new customers is that you need a cleanser, you need to cleanse the skin, you need to treat the skin, and that's with a serum or something for if you have wrinkles, if you have spots, some sort of a treatment type of product. Then you moisturize the skin. And then you use something for your eyes, around the eyes, usually if it's dark circles or something to brighten the eyes, but a product under the eyes. And Avon, as everyone here who's on the call knows, that we do have that kind of a product too. So those are the four steps that you would take and use as far as with the skincare product. Now, what type of skincare is right for you? As I said, I would try a survey first. And if you go onto youravon.com, there are so many places where you can go and find out information if you're not sure. I myself, I'm a type of person that I have to take and read up on it, and I want to know everything I can for myself and then for my customer. But, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I'm also, if a new product comes out, for example, Avon has a brand new product that has just come out. It's a new serum. I don't know if anybody on the call knows, but it's called Power Serum. And new research. It's hydration, smooth texture, helps with radiance, lines and wrinkles, and firmness. And as I said, anything that is a treatment is used right after you wash your face before you moisturize. And that's what this does. I tried that. I tried on myself. I also have samples. And my best skincare customers, I give it to them to try too. I get some people that tell me or ask me, well, you know, why, you know, I feel like Avon is always changing their products. Well, they change the products because the times change. If I'm using a product and your skin changes too, which is very key. This summer, I changed my product and the product that I normally use on my skin because for the summer I wanted to try something different. And during the summer, I sweat a whole lot. And I wanted to try another product to see how that would feel on my skin. And I did. And it worked great. It worked fantastic for the summer. So when I tried the new product, do you think I recommend it? The product to any of my skincare customers? Of course I did. I recommended to them to try it also based on whatever skin type that they had. And, of course, they tried it, and, of course, they loved it. The product that I changed to was the Vital. Now, I'm almost turning 60. Vital worked unbelievable for me for the summer. My face was clear. I use the day cream. I use the serum. I loved the product. I loved it. I'm a Genix person that I use normally, but that's what I use. I also highly recommend to some of my customers Skinvincible. And the Skinvincible product is highly endorsed by the Skin Cancer Foundation. And I had some patients that were on medication and such, and they used this during the summer because it was SPF 50, and they loved it. So it's by talking to your customer, finding out what they need. That's what worked for them, and, you know, you did well with it. I also tell my representatives, and most of my customers that I have now and that some of my team have as customers, we got a skincare party. We would have a skincare party. We have our skincare analysis sheet, and we let people try. Let all the friends and family that were invited try the product, try samples, see what worked for them, take orders. And, you know, we enjoyed it. We had fun doing it. We played games with it, and we do well with it. We have happy customers and happy friends. So, you know, I highly recommend that if you're talking about doing your business definitely, definitely invest in the skincare and try a regimen for yourself. If you're not sure what to try, you can go on the website. You can go to whoever invited you to this call, and they can help you with it. But definitely try it. Don't be afraid to try it. You know, we're going to hit 9 o'clock now, and, you know, the next call will be in 5 weeks from 5 Mondays from this week. And I hope that if you have any questions that you let Pat McDowell know, or you call whoever asked you on this call, you give them a call, and they will gladly help you, including your managers and your upline. So everyone have a good evening, and I hope that I help someone with some of the information that I gave tonight. Well, have a good evening, all. Bye-bye.